Welcome to the Cosmic Current Podcast. Numerologist.com is your number one source for personalized readings, numerology reports, and weekly forecasts that decode the most remarkable and mystifying cosmic events ahead. Enjoy this edition of the Cosmic Current.
Hey there, everyone. It's Tanya Gabrielle, Wealth Astronomerologist, and welcome to your Sagittarius New Moon Forecast. This is always a fun one because Sagittarius is all about joy and expansion and laughter and wisdom and travel. It just governs the fun things in astrology. And this time around, this Sagittarius New Moon is the final lunation of the year. So it gives a little bit of a forecast. In fact, it gives quite a bit of a forecast, a taste of 2018. Why? Because it actually happens on the 18th of December, which is a preview of that number, which is going to be really prevalent next year. So this Sagittarius New Moon, first of all, happens at 6:30 a.m. Universal Time in London. Now, 6:30 adds up to 9. 6 plus 3 plus 0 is 9. And 18 does as well for December 18th. 1 plus 8 is 9. So there's already a really big culmination and release theme, which makes sense anyway. It really fits in beautifully because we're in the final month of the year. So I love that lineup in the astronomerology code. Now it happens at 1:30 a.m. New York time, 10:30 p.m. on the 17th Pacific time, but most of the world, of course, including Universal Time, on December 18th. Now 18 also governs rest. It is a number that will allow you to go deeply into your dreams or imagination, your creativity. But in order to do so, you need to actually take some time out. And so that goes with the forecast for next year as well. You're just going to need more of that, you know, ebb and flow kind of sense where the flow comes after you take some time to rest. So that'll go around this new moon as well. Now, it happens at 26 degrees in Sagittarius, and this is a very powerful area of Sagittarius, the end of Sagittarius, because it points directly to galactic center. And we've talked about this, you know, a lot in the last year or so as Saturn has occupied this position near the end of Sagittarius. And Saturn is there again now. In fact, Saturn and the Sun and Moon are together for this new moon. And this is very, very powerful because Saturn is the symbol of time, karma, of cause and effect. And so it governs really the progression of our mission and the contracts that we have when we incarnate. And so to have Saturn, Sun, and Moon point at galactic center right at the end of the year is quite a big, you know, moment, especially because Saturn is about to enter its own sign of Capricorn, literally a couple days later on the 20th of December, and it'll be in Capricorn for approximately 3 years. Now, here's the thing. Saturn hasn't been in its own sign for about 27 years. So when any planet, especially a slow-moving planet, re-enters its home base, it leaves a big impression on us. So Saturn and Capricorn, I'm going to talk more at length about that next year, but basically it puts a major focal point on your career and on how you are expressing your divine mission, because Saturn and Capricorn rule the 10th house in astrology. So this combination of Sun and Moon and Saturn at the end of Sagittarius facing galactic center is really going to call you to consider how you're expressing your divine mission, and are you doing it with joy? Because Sagittarius is, after all, about exploration and joy. It is also about the law. So it governs the law of the universe. Are you following the laws of the universe? Are you feeling in touch with when you put something out, you receive something in return? Or is there an imbalance with that, right? That's one of that's the law of opposites. And there's so many laws to look at, the law of abundance. But you want to take note of how you use energy, because Jupiter, the ruler of Sagittarius, right, the ruler of this new moon is Jupiter, is all about understanding the process of laws and rules and how we're governed, especially by cosmic law, right? So Now, during this new moon, there are several planets that are in fire signs. In fact, the Sun and Moon and Saturn are in Sagittarius. Venus and Mercury are also in Sagittarius. And Uranus is in Aries. All of those are fire signs. So there's a big fire theme going on in general, since Sagittarius governs fire. Also, the fire is the direction and the action and the excitement and the forward momentum that governs this time period as well. Now, there's another theme I want to point out, and that is that there's a big emphasis on mutable signs, because Sagittarius and Pisces have 7 out of the 10 planets in them. And that's a lot. That's a 70% percentage in the mutable signs. And mutable means change. So we're really going through a lot of shifts right now. Allow the shifts that are coming into your life, the unexpected shifts, however they show up, just go with the flow, right? Flow and let go. This is a beautiful theme anyway, because, you know, we're about to get into this 11 universal year in 2018, and that is all about being in the present moment, which is basically letting go constantly so that we can move forward and make room for new experiences. Now, this new moon is also trine Uranus, which is lovely because Uranus actually is the planet of the Aquarian age, which we're moving into now. Uranus rules Aquarius. So this trine with the Sun and Moon is beautiful because it just encapsulates freedom and independence. And it also ties in with this mutable, changeable energy, because being liberated means you have to let go of something to move forward and risk, right? And that's what Uranus wants you to do. It wants you to just float away into the galactic center, let it go, be healed, be in a place where you can really feel in touch with your true divine power. Now, there are a lot of things you can do during any Sagittarius new moon. New moons are about new beginnings. And even though it happens on the 18th, which is an endings number, you know, this basically means you're going to shift, you're going to let go and start. You want to focus on some Sagittarian themes, which basically, to put it all in a nutshell, when people are speaking to you, especially over the holidays coming up, you want to look beyond the words that are coming out of their mouth to the true meaning of what they're actually saying. This really is what Sagittarius governs, is the true wisdom behind the message. Also, you want to stop second-guessing yourself by calming down any overactive mind. Sagittarius can get very preoccupied with ideas because, you know, Jupiter loves everything and going on and expanding. So make sure you take time to settle down so that you don't have to second guess yourself about what to pay attention to. You definitely want to explore your spiritual nature, your philosophical side, and understand those cosmic laws that I talked about earlier. And you also want to really tap into gratitude. You know, Jupiter and Sagittarius are about thank yous, you know, and big thank yous and little thank yous. And, you know, even sharing something charitable is a wonderful thing to do now. Also, focus on success during this time. You want to think big. Jupiter is about really going all out to, you know, the biggest way of doing things and the grandest way of doing things. And one way to just lighten up, because Sagittarius is all about, you know, lightening up and laughing, is to bring humor into your life. And if you make a mistake, then make light of the mistake so that you feel that sense of delight, which is so beautiful and so much part of this theme. Now, I want to mention a couple more things. There's one more transit during this new moon that's super important, and that's that the Sun and Moon will be square to Chiron. Now, square is an activating forward momentum, getting you into the theme of doing something about it and not sitting around. Squares can be, you know, a call to action. So in this sense, this new moon square Chiron means there's a call to action to seeing the truth, because it happens during the Sagittarius new moon, which is governs truth and the laws of the cosmos. So the way you see the truth with Chiron is to love yourself and to love others. So being in a space of surrender. then that healing Chiron energy can come through. And it's a very beautiful thing that actually can take over during this time. Remember, this new moon happens on the 18th. The number 18 is also about that heart center, that loving, unconditional love, sense of just connecting heart to heart with people. And this Chiron square new moon is very, very similar, very healing in that way. Now, the other theme that I want to mention is Mercury goes direct a couple days later, actually on the 22nd, right after the solstice, and it happens exactly at 13 degrees. Now, I want to mention this because the whole month of December is a 13 universal month in numerology. So 1300 degrees for the Mercury, you know, stationing, which means it's going to sit on that degree in Sagittarius during a 13 month. That means a lot of transformation and change and unexpected situations will happen around this time. So basically, you need to be really inclusive with your ideas. You need to be very set on this is about joy. It's not about, you know, disempowering or aggression. This is literally a gorgeous theme moving into the biggest family time of the year, where you just are very broad and open in how you think and perceive and communicate. So I love this, actually. It's quite beautiful. So really, this new moon facing galactic center is very much about powerful release work, healing work. It provides a very easy environment for this. It is an invitation from the universe for you to step in and heal very quickly with others and, of course, with yourself. I can't wait to see you in the new year. We have an incredible full moon on January 1st, New Year's Day. I'll be in touch with that shortly, but lots of love in the meantime, and have a beautiful holiday. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks again for tuning in to this edition of The Cosmic Current. Hit subscribe for the latest forecasts and wisdom from our expert panel of numerologists, astrologers, and divination teachers from around the world. And for your own personal reading, just head to numerologist.com.